I picked up another leaflet. It read, "You people aren't being fed. Your children are going hungry. While you live in squalor, Saddam's generals are so overweight and fat, he has to fine them to keep them in fighting shape." As I read this leaflet, I had a short conversation with a PSYOPs analyst called Dave. He wasn't in uniform. He was a friendly, middle-aged man. What he said to me didn't seem particularly significant at the time, so I just nodded and smiled, and then I was bustled out of the conference room and into an oak-lined office, where a tall, handsome man wearing khaki shook my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Colonel Jack N." He blushed disarmingly. "N," he laughed. "Middle name, Jack N. Sum. I'm the commander of the 4th Psychological Operations Airborne, Fort Bragg, North Carolina." "Are you in charge of all of PSYOPs?" I asked him. My hand was still being vigorously shaken. "I'm in charge of the Active Duty Psychological Operations Group in the United States Army," he said. "Our job is to convince our adversaries to support U.S. policies and to make the battlefield a less dangerous place using multimedia techniques." "Colonel Sum," I said, "what can you tell me about the deployment of Barney and Sesame Street by PSYOPs inside shipping containers in Al Qaim?" Colonel Sum didn't miss a beat. "I was at the Joint Staff Headquarters and I took command of the 4th PSYOPs Group on 17 July, so I have not had the ability to operationally deploy into Iraq and find out at what level we're doing things." He paused to take a very short breath and continued, "We serve as force providers. When there is a requirement, a crisis requirement, we are tasked to send PSYOPers forward to support. When psychological operations deploys..." Colonel Sum's words, delivered like machine gun fire, swam around my head. I smiled and nodded blankly at him. "We're always in support of the commander. The senior commander or maneuver commander or area commander is never a PSYOPs officer. We are always a support force. So when we attach that PSYOPs force to a commander, he may identify a use of psychological operations loudspeaker capability for that very reason." I continued nodding. It was almost as if Colonel Sum wanted to tell me something, but he wanted to say it in such a way that he didn't want me to understand it. Maybe, I thought, as my mind drifted, and I glanced out of his window to the lawn outside his office, in the vain hope of spotting injured goats, he was performing some kind of psyop on me. "If we have combat forces in the field, I would rather see our PSYOPs capability being used to support those combat forces as opposed to some other mission like you've kind of outlined." Then Colonel Sum coughed, and he shook my hand again, and he thanked me for my interest, and I was bustled out of the door.